WI.com.
Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here. But Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is Tim and it's Mitchell, not Johnny. Johnny's at his school board meeting that every so often every second or third week in the month, Johnny's got a school board meeting, but not a problem. Special guest co-host Mitchell Robinson, my brother from another mother. The topic, should we be teaching about what happened in Buffalo? We started off with, well, there might be age appropriateness we should be thinking about if we do. And then we got into, well, should race be a factor? And Tom talked about the fact that, there's the whole general right wing's push to do away with public schools. And Mitchell and I are talking back and forth each other with our fingers typing, that Mitchell's actually main platform as a statewide state board of education candidate is particularly the idea that how much teachers need protection from their school boards and their administrators. And so one of the things he's running for, but if we're going to talk about race on this, and I don't know how we don't, then it brings up this point of saying, but what about critical race theory? And if critical race theory is banned in my school district now because I might make somebody uncomfortable, like a seventh or eighth grader or a ninth grader or a fifth grade music student, I might make them uncomfortable. If I talk about the fact that the killer was it wouldn't be that this killer was motivated by critical race theory. There's an indication that the great replacement theory is driving this person. Great replacement theory. 844-967-2789. So critical race theory banned, as the promo says. Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy. According to right-wing people like outwardly, Tucker Carlson. Yeah, this whole replacement, though, it's not even theoretical in their minds. It's happening. White people are being replaced systematically by minorities and immigrants. And, oh my goodness, we don't want to teach, or should we? I don't know what to do anymore. Now, as a teacher, I can imagine right now going, okay, I don't know what to do. 844-967-2789. Should we teach the great replacement theory? Mitchell, thoughts on great replacement theory?
Well, the use of the term theory is problematic here for a number of reasons. But I think what is fair game is to talk about the historical origins of what is known as great replacement theory, which is actually an anti-Semitic trope, that it is the Jewish population that has some kind of scheme to replace white Americans with persons of color from other countries, so that they'll have a more favorable electoral map for whatever these terrible liberal ideas are, like school lunches and
healthcare
and all the other things that the radical leftists want. I think there's a good rationale to shine a bright light on some of these rats so that they scurry back into their under their rocks. But it's also fair game to look at people like, and we're talking about New York State today, Elise Stefanik, who's the number three person in the Republican House, who has been running ads for several years that are referencing and nodding towards, with a wink and a nod, great replacement theory. So there's an incitement here from the other side of the aisle to impressionable, in this case, an 18-year-old kid who had been reading all this stuff and decided he was going to do something about it.
Let's take that angle right there. The shooter, 18 years old. So this is a child,
yep,
who was just in schools,
yep,
who just experienced schools, and boy, didn't get a, you know, obviously critical race theory wasn't part of his curriculum, not that it ever was, but you know, we weren't doing that great of a job. But to somehow be taken over, as you know point out, that this replacement belief structure, because I like you say, I don't know that it's quote theoretical as much as there truly is a hardcore belief of some white Americans feeling as if they're being replaced. And when you hear Tucker Carlson, or when you hear other right-wing media, or when you hear representatives on the right wing talking about this, as you said, whether it's a nod or a wink or just full blown, yeah, look, we're being replaced. It's well known. And if we don't like that, we should be allowed to say that we don't like being replaced. I mean, that's really all they were doing in Charlottesville. They were just pointing out that they like being white and they don't want to be replaced. And there wasn't anything wrong with that. That's their free speech. And, you know, and the fact that they were pointing out a historical truth of the white people becoming less of a majority and possibly even a minority. Then I'm sitting there going, like, you know, the old social studies teacher in me is just looking at this and going, man, this is ripe for the teaching. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I mean, I'm looking at this, Mitchell is going, how do we not dig deeply into this and go, you know what, fine, critical race theory is banned, but we are going to dig deep into this idea of where this replacement movement comes from. Because right now, there's nothing illegal about teaching replacement. The history, now this is where we're going to get them, and we're going to make them all mad, but I'm going to take the truth about the replacement theory, which isn't necessarily a theory as much as it's a belief structure that is being promoted, and we're going to teach the history of how this belief got embedded in the culture. Are you going to fire me, Mitchell?
No, I'm not going to fire you. There are a couple of ironic points here.
Okay.
One is that the party of free speech, and I'm using the biggest air quotes you can ever find, doesn't want us to teach the truth about American history. So that is ridiculous on its face. The other thing is that I want to make a clear distinction here that critical race theory and great replacement theory are not being taught in schools. The Buffalo shooter did not learn the great replacement theory in his ninth grade American history class. He was radicalized. He learned it on the internet. He learned it by watching certain media sources, and he learned it by talking to other like-minded people who are now being encouraged to crawl out from under those rocks. What we've seen in the last 5 to 7 years is a segment of the population that had been subterranean and are now emboldened. So I want to make sure we're not saying here that great replacement theory was being taught to this young man in his schooling, because clearly that's not true, in the same way that critical race theory has not been taught to him.
You know, and I'm glad you bring that up, because if I didn't phrase that right, I'm not saying that great replacement theory was being taught as much as the fact that some form of a white superiority. The fact, though, that now, though, I'm saying at this moment, the fact is that it's all on board. And this whole idea of theory, I'm going to blow up the theory of great replacement, and I'm going to use the historical truth that there is a belief system that situates itself on this idea of white people being systematically replaced.
The other point here, of course, is that the Republican Party has identified the problem for them is that they don't think these new voters are going to vote for them. Of course, what they could do is try to convince those voters through their policies to vote for them. And in some cases, in the last election cycle, a higher percentage of Hispanic voters, new Hispanic voters, did vote for Republicans. But it's almost as though the Republican Party has given up on trying to convince people to vote for them. They're just going to gerrymander and rig all these elections so that and also work on making it harder and harder for persons of color, people that live in cities, and most Democratic voters to vote. So to me, it feels like the death knells of a dying beast more than anything else.
You know, and I sometimes I imagine that that might be true, and that this is just a loud last counterattack, a screaming rebel yell that's about to, you know. But then there are times where I'm just like, we were talking, it seems like when you think this might be the last yell and that the ultimate crazy has been reached, we're now seeing a new people going, yeah, you think Trump's crazy? Wait till you hear me. Trump's a liberal when you talk to me. And that's working in my home state of Pennsylvania. It seems to be working in the Republican race for Senate right now, the primary. A little bit off the topic of education, but, you know, as we think about this, so these are the issues that teachers deal with. And so when this mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, was done by a white male who proclaimed on the internet being really frightened, I'm being generous with that word, frightened that he and white people were being replaced, and so this was his response to stop the replacing of him. This becomes really complicated stuff for teachers, and the reality of, I don't know how easy this stuff really is to dig into, to be honest, but in today's moment, which is, oh my goodness, the teacher's, you know, slightly potentially worried about maybe one of their students going home and asking a question about, you know, I was in Dr. Slecker's history class today, and he talked about the fact that white people being replaced is like a belief structure that has historical roots in itself is a racist belief. And I thought that I don't know what to make of that. And then, you know, all of a sudden they're on the phone with the principal, and my principal's calling me and saying, Tim, what are you doing teaching kids about, you know, being replaced? And, you know, there's no movement of people to replace white people. I'm like, I know there's not a movement to teach white people being removed. I'm trying to help my students understand that the idea of white people being removed is being filtered isn't even directly fed to people right now. And in fact, as you said, not even subterranean anymore. We've got mainstream media, mainstream candidates who are literally putting out there, look, we're being replaced. I'm here to protect you. You need to vote for me. And so it's just like, this is the craziness that we're into. But as a teacher and as somebody who's advocating for the best teaching and learning, man, I'm looking at this and going, I'm confused. But at the same time, I'm going to wake up in the morning, you know, like some of the teachers I've been seeing on the internet who, you know, boldly are doing what Howard Zinn has been asking, you know, for the longest time. And now the Zinn Education product, dare to teach the truth, you know, this teaching the truth. Well, we're going to teach the truth. And this whole crap of banning critical race theory, banning content that makes people feel uncomfortable because they might feel that they're somehow complicit in some historical thing. Wait a minute. This is the insanity of where we've gotten to right now. And if this moment in time isn't blowing it up about how incredibly ridiculously crazy we were at beating down teachers and trying to blame teachers for the fact that we were about to have this disaster. Now we have to sit down and go, wait a minute, it's over. After this disaster, sorry, we're going full force. We're teaching about race. We're talking about the fact that there might be a racial privilege about being white, and it just is the reality. And the fact is that if you recognize that, you don't have to feel guilty and sad about it. You can recognize it and be empowered and do something about it to help other people, your other human friends, live in this world better. The fact that educators have to think before they want to teach people to be better humans, this is the insanity. If you think anything else is insane, call us 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Oh, busted pencils. Sorry, Mitchell, the spirit got in me there, or something happened. I don't know. The water I was drinking was laced.
Well, I think that's why Tom's point is such a key one, is that teachers are stuck in the middle.
In the middle, and more when we get back. Let's go.